Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by Stephen Price from Utah State University Extension. Steve, always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And you know, it's always fun when we have you in here because it's always something fun happening at USU Extension. This is no exception. We're talking about the Organic Crop School coming up on Tuesday, October 7th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Carbon County Event Center. I think a good place for us to start is kind of just introduce us to what this Organic Crop School is.
Yeah, so this is part of Utah's transition to organic partnership program, which is really geared towards getting producers to understand more about organic production and just kind of telling them different ways, just learning different ways that you could potentially transition to organic production. A lot of people are maybe more interested in organic production, one, from maybe a societal or environmental side of things, but also profits. There are certain organic practices that you can adopt that may actually lead to higher profits in the end, which is a benefit to local producers as well. So we're just trying to bring together people, organizations, different agencies, and producers so we can kind of have a conversation and have a learning experience for everybody.
So what's kind of the difference? Because I'm not necessarily in the world of farming as in-depth as you are. So what's kind of prompting the shift to a more organic approach?
Well, I think a lot of people for a long time, when we talked about agricultural production, it was very much focused on yield, and that is still somewhat the case. It's just how much food can I make on my given acres with the resources that I have. But as people have started to become more interested or more concerned about what they're putting in their bodies, where their food's being sourced, there's a growing public interest in organic products, especially a lot of niche organic products. And with that, people are becoming a little bit more willing to pay more for those sort of products if that's something that they're interested in. And so that's where we come in with trying to let growers know that there are ways to produce organic products that may fit really well with their goals on farm.
You know, it's nice to have kind of that background information because when I see organic, I think of stores like Whole Foods. You know, you're going to see a steeper price tag, and that's kind of all that word meant to me. But now that I kind of have that background to it, it makes a lot more sense why there is a push for this. So as people sign up for this school, what can they kind of expect to learn from the Organic Crop School?
Yeah, so we'll have a few different agency speakers that'll talk about different programs out there to kind of help in organics, how to get signed up to do organic practices, how to get certified for organic production. And then we'll have a couple talks there that are just more kind of our traditional sort of topics for crop schools, where we're actually talking production practices, kind of the how-to sort of things.
Now, looking at the lineup for the Organic Crop School, is there anything that particularly excites you personally about it? Is there anything you're most interested in trying to learn throughout this course?
Yeah, we are going to have a producer, organic producer, to come talk, and I really like listening to producers, especially folks that have tried stuff, and it's not always this is great, and everything went great from the get-go. I really like learning where people have found the difficulties, because as an educator and as somebody that can help people, being able to know up front some of those barriers to production for this sort of thing, it really helps me understand. So that's kind of what I'm really interested in.
And, you know, I always like getting your perspective on these things because you see these things a little bit differently than I would being outside of the industry. So it's really nice to hear what a more in-depth look at what we might be able to see from the Organic Crop School. Now, if people are listening right now, the event is free, but registration is required. What's the best way for them to go about getting signed up for this?
Yeah, so if they contact the county office, either Carbon County Extension or the Extension Office in Emory County or any surrounding county, really. If you contact us, we can get you registered with the link. And we, part of the registration, we are going to have a catered dinner for us. It's going to be good stuff. So that's why we want the head counts. Make sure we got enough food to go around.
You know, you can't go wrong with a catered dinner, especially when you pair it with a great set of knowledge that you're going to be getting for the Organic Crop School, which, again, coming up Tuesday, October 7th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Carbon County Events Center, 450 South Fairgrounds Way here in Price. Now, another thing we wanted to touch on quickly is we're starting to see possums pop up in places that necessarily they shouldn't be. So can you explain a little bit more about this to us?
Yeah, so for those that aren't familiar, possums are a small mammal about the size of a house cat, native to the eastern U.S. They look somewhat like a raccoon, but they have little pink and black ears, pink nose, and kind of a long, furless tail. They look something like a big rat. So not native to Utah, but we have surrounding counties that are reporting them. So USU Extension, we're always trying to figure out how to help people up front and figure out what's going on the ground. So we have a survey. So if you happen to run across one of these critters, we're interested in knowing if the populations or reports that we're seeing, if they're very narrow in specific areas of eastern Utah, or if maybe they're just a little bit more widespread and we haven't noticed them because nobody's been looking. They're fascinating critters, but they can be damaging to gardens and homes and landscapes. And so that's more of the reason why we're trying to figure this out. Not necessarily to get rid of all of them. We're just trying to understand where they are and see if we can track where those populations are growing in the eastern part of the state.
You know, it's always important to kind of know where this is coming from, especially when it's not a critter we're used to seeing around our neck of the woods. So being able to kind of track that population, especially from a scientific perspective, very important to do. Now, Stephen, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, just if either of these things or things you're interested in, please contact your local extension office and come for dinner. You might learn something on your way through Organic Crop School, and look out for possums.
Well, Stephen, always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, that was Stephen Price from Utah State University Extension. We were talking about the Organic Crop School coming to the Castle Country on Tuesday, October 7th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Carbon County Event Center. The event is free, but registration is required. To do that, contact your local extension office. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m., or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.